Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Sheepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Angel Santos, online business mentor, course and marketing coach, and just overall women encourager. And I am here with a very important topic. One, I won't say it's close to my heart, but as someone who used to get gift cards from technology stores for her birthday, and this is dating back to me being a teenager, it's definitely a topic that I enjoy. And it is, as you can see here, for those watching, for those listening to the podcast, I'm just pointing to a caption that says, "What computer works best for an online business," right? So this episode really is for those of you who maybe you're like me, and your computer recently gave you the black screen of doom, and you're shopping for a new computer, or this is for you if maybe you're thinking about starting some type of business that will be primarily online. Actually, it could be for you if you are working remotely online from home, or you will be, and you're wondering, you know, what type of computer can handle your workload. This is for you if you are wanting to get into creating and selling online courses and programs, right? Anything that has to do with online, whether it's a digital course, whether it's info products, whether you want to offer online consulting, online teaching, online services. If you want to conduct your business from your home or from a computer that you will, you know, take wherever you go, this is what it is about. And actually, that I need to add one more thing that I just thought about when I was talking. Okay, so that is what this episode is going to be about. And thank you for the like, whoever you are joining us live. I appreciate it. Oh, welcome, welcome, everyone. I do not plan to make this video too long. Of course, anyone, as always, if you have questions watching live, you're welcome to drop them in and I'll address them. But this video really is honestly for those watching. And for those listening to the podcast, I'm just lifting this like yellow poster board. Last year, I made this mind map of the roadmap to making and selling your course, your first course. And I wrote down all these topics of questions, you know, women might have. And I am slowly working. My overly ambitious self was like, oh, I'll make all of these in December. Well, December is the month of Christmas, and I chose to spend that time with my family. So I am working my way through that list because I want to make sure these resources are available when you need it. You may not be shopping for a computer right now, but when you are, I want you to know what to consider, and I want you to know my top three recommendations so you can make an informed, educated, and empowered decision. So once again, when it comes to what computers works best for building an online business or creating and selling courses, let's hop into the four things that you need to consider. And then at the end, I will share my recommendations. And for those of you who may be listening and you're like, okay, I'm good on the computer, but I have some other questions, you can reach out to me at support@growmybrand.org, and we can schedule a call to talk about what your unique needs are, and I'm happy to consult. Okay, so the first thing to consider is, what type of business are you going to be starting, or what type of business will you be running, right? Do you offer coaching? Do you want to teach live classes? Will you be creating websites for people, right? You really want to consider what type of business you're going to have and be really clear on that, because that will let you know on the second thing to consider, which is what your business actually needs, right? So the needs of a yoga instructor who wants to take her business online, she's probably going to need to host a lot of live classes, right? And versus someone who is maybe a personal trainer, right? Who just wants to offer pre-recorded videos, right? So the needs are different. One person needs a computer that can handle a lot of live streaming, whereas the other one needs a computer that can handle more video editing. So you want to consider what the needs of your business are. What will you be selling? And what will you need to create that, right? Some of the common things that all of you are probably going to need when it comes to an online business is you're going to want to make sure that you buy a computer with that's really has a strong strong Wi-Fi, right? Like, so for instance, I have a laptop, a MacBook, and the Wi-Fi adapter in it is very, very weak. So depending on where I am in my house, sometimes it's problematic. Using the internet versus my desktop has a very, very strong Wi-Fi adapter inside. And so it's a lot easier to take it anywhere in the house and have the same power. So what are some of the things that your business is going to need? And I would really highly encourage you to actually just make a list because this will help you in making a decision. So the third thing to consider is your budget, right? So after you consider what your business needs, right? Maybe you know you're going to need a really great web camera, right? Maybe you know you're going to be editing video, so you maybe want what they call a dedicated graphics card or at least a high-powered processor, right? Because if you're going to be doing a lot of different more robust tasks like editing videos on your computer, you're going to do it yourself, then you probably want a high powered processor. But if you're not, if you're going to outsource your video editing and you're just going to be handling more of the admin stuff on your computer, then it can be actually more basic, right? And these things, the needs of your business, and welcome for those joining live, determines what your budget is going to be. So notice when I talked about what type of computer works best for an online business or for courses, notice budget comes third. And I really encourage you to make it third, right? Don't just go for the most expensive and assume it's the best, because that's not always the case. And don't go for the cheapest because you feel like it's the cheapest, right? I encourage you to actually first get clear on what business type will you have, and then what business needs do you have? What do you need that computer to do? For instance, when I had my first business, it was a nonprofit. I was heavy into media production and I had a Dell Inspiron that struggled severely. I was editing a lot of video, like professional video. I was using a professional video camera and I was using professional software. It was called Adobe Premiere Pro, right? And all of that was too much for that i3 processor. And it would literally take me, when I edited a video, it would take sometimes 3 days for that video to save. And so finally I got a MacBook and it took an hour for my video to save, right? So now the Dell Inspiron, that was $400. The MacBook was $1,000. But do you see the difference, right? So the $1,000, and it's not always that case, but in my situation, because I needed professional gear, right? I needed the MacBook. Well, now my business needs are different. I'm not using Adobe Premiere Pro. And even when I do edit video, I use a much simpler software now because my needs are different. I'm not making TV shows. I'm not making short movies. I'm just editing Facebook Lives, right? Or I'm just editing a video that's going to go on YouTube. And when I need something more robust, I outsource it and send it to a video editor. So I don't need as robust of a computer at this point. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have one, but my needs have changed. So the most important thing to consider is your business type and then your business needs. And then I want you to come up with your budget, because let me tell you, trying to save money on equipment if you need it will cost you so much more in time. If you're asking me what I recommend, I recommend if you can use your phone and get the computer until you get the computer that you need. Now, and then the last thing I want to talk about is location. So this is important to consider, because if you want the laptop lifestyle, right? If you want to always be working from the beach or a country club or a coffee shop or a park or a Starbucks, if you know you like to be on the go or you want to travel, then you're probably going to want to get a laptop, right? But if you know you're going to want to work from your home office, or you want a very large screen, larger than 17 inches, right? Then you're definitely going to want a desktop. So the first three things to consider are business type, business needs, and budget. And then the last thing to consider is, where is this computer going to go? I had a MacBook Pro, it was very heavy. And after I had my surgery procedure a few years ago, it was too heavy to travel with, right? And so I downgraded, if you will, or upgraded to a MacBook 12 that was very, very light. Now, here I am a few years later, a lot healthier. Thank you, Jesus. I can handle carrying a heavier laptop, and I'm ready for a laptop with a bigger screen because my needs have changed. 2 years ago, after my surgery, I needed something lightweight, right? Because I couldn't lift more than like 5 pounds or something. Now I need something with a bigger screen because that 12 inches is just my eyes, right? So the location of where your computer is going to go is definitely a consideration. So with all of those things being said, I want to give you some guidelines of, after you've considered those, I want to give you some direction. I know some people, especially if you look at like the photo shoots and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, some people automatically feel like Macs are the best computer out there. And I am here as a long time. Since 2015, I had an iMac. I do have a MacBook laptop. I have an iPhone. I have all the Apple products. Okay. But I'm also talking to you right now from a Dell. So as someone who has used all of the equipment out there, who has literally consulted nonprofits on how to spend $250,000 on technology, I want you to understand, and thank you for the likes and hearts, that you're in good hands with what I'm about to tell you, right? So if that helps you, because I know with tech and money, sometimes people get all kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do. That's why I'm making this video. Deborah said live. Welcome. Thanks for joining us, Deborah. We're happy to see you here. Are Macs the best computer for entrepreneurs? No. No, they're a great computer. They're reliable up to a certain amount of time, but they do break. They're just like any other computer. What I will say is that if you have an iPhone, if you have an iPad, and you like the Apple system, and you like the Macs, then you can get one. You can. But what I want to tell you is that some things to be aware of with the Macs, and I'm going to tell you about other computers in a second, but I just want to address this first, because I know this from people who see it in a photo shoot, you can just assume it's the best. It's not. But I want to tell you who it's a good fit for. If you like Apple as a brand and you have $1,500 to spend on a Mac, then go ahead, pick your color and get it. It'll be a reliable computer. Hopefully. The thing about Macs is that they only come with a warranty for up to a year. After that, you're technically on your own. You can get Apple Care for about $169. Okay. Hi, Chris. Thanks for joining. He said the ecosystem is amazing. It is. They have their integration down pat. I will give them that. So let me tell you. So the iMacs right now, the base model is $1,299. Here is why I don't recommend that one. If you're shopping for a computer and you're thinking about getting a Mac, the $1,299 version doesn't have USB openings in the back, right? Unfortunately, Apple, I just can no longer defend them, Chris. Unfortunately, every time Apple releases new equipment, they make it less and less convenient for people. And for those of you who aren't, you know, really into tech, USBs are the things that you put information on, right? USBs is how you hook up your ring light or your microphone or different thing, or your, you know, your wireless keyboard to your computer. And so unfortunately, in their newest version of their computers, Apple has removed that. And so if you buy the $1,299 model, it only has the USB C opening, which is a different, it's just a different input, right? So basically, if you're going to buy a Mac, I recommend buying the $1,499 version. Often you can find it on sale at places like Micro Center for like maybe $1,275, right? Because they actually have the USB inputs on the back, which you will need. And just remember that the warranty comes for a year. And I know the reputation on Macs is that they don't break, but I'm here to tell you they do. That's why I'm talking to you from a Dell. So that is that on Macs. Are they the best computers for entrepreneurs? No. Are they a great fit for some? Yes. The reason I say they're not the best for everyone is because honestly, if you're not, as Chris is, if you're not already a fan of the Apple ecosystem, right? If you are, no worries. But if you are not, then honestly, there is no point in you spending $1,500 just to get a computer that has some USB inputs on the back. It just really isn't, right? I can't justify it, Chris. I can't. You know, my husband talked about Apple for a long time and I was loyal, but they've left me no choice. I have to tell the people the truth. Now, what I will say in Apple's defense is that they have a very dynamic screen. So if the quality of your screen is really, really important to you, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look, you know, go to Apple Store, check out their computers, and then go, you know, to other computer store and then look at the other computers, and you might see like how the Apple computers have a more like a pop. If that's important to you, or if you're an artist, you're editing a lot of video and that matters, then they are one to consider. And another is a more economical version, if you will, is the Lenovo. The Lenovo Idea Center, they have a 24-inch and a 27-inch, both, I want to say, $500 cheaper than the iMac, but they have a dynamic screen, right? Chris said video and audio editing is a plus on Mac. It is. For those of you, though, who are saying, well, I'm getting into, you know, course creation, I'll be making different videos and I want to be able to edit them. The truth is, as long as you have a computer with at least 8 gigs of RAM, right? And you have a computer that's at least an i5 processor, okay? Then it can probably handle basic video editing. If you are going to be using professional video software, then I highly recommend getting either a MacBook or a computer with a dedicated graphics card, right? But most of you are not going to be doing that. And the good news is you don't need that. I do basic video edits on this computer. Now, it's a Dell i7, which just means it has a really, really strong processor. I got that just because I'm a tech geek. But the truth is, an i5, which my last Mac was, is more than enough processing power to handle, you know, you trimming your video and adding some lower thirds. Oh, yes. Chris said, you must know your needs before purchasing anything. You're correct. Exactly. Right. So that's what this video is about, because I know sometimes people have questions on the tech. And so I just want them to know. So, So the computer that I recommend, I'm not here to really tell you specific models, although I will tell you a few. But what I recommend is get at least 8 gigs of RAM. Okay, get a processor that's at least an i5, And then ideally, you really want to have like 3 gigahertz as well of processing power. And if you don't know what any of that means, that is okay, because if you write it down and you go to the store, they will know. And just know that's all you need. So if they try to talk you up on something else, let them know, I don't need all that. I'm just doing some basic video edits, right? I need something that can handle Zoom, and I know this is what will handle it, right? And so the computers that I recommend for creating an online business, if you're just going to be doing basic video edits, are you can get a Lenovo Idea Center computer, just because I like that they do have a dynamic screen coming from the Mac family. Some screens to me look really dull, and I can't just go back to like a dull looking screen, right? I need it to pop. So for those of you who want a dynamic screen, you want your graphics to pop, then the Lenovo Idea Center computer can be a great option, right? Another great option are the Dell Inspirons. They have, I think, a 24-inch and a 27-inch. I'm on the 27-inch. Most of you, a 24-inch is probably fine. We've all covered that I'm a tech geek, right? So I have more than I need. But for most of you, a Dell Inspiron 24-inch would be just fine. And then, of course, HP has some great computers that are 24 inches. I do recommend the all-in-ones, just because an all-in-one computer basically is kind of like a Mac, right? It's a computer where it doesn't have the tower and the monitor. That's kind of, to me, a little old school. An all-in-one is literally, is just all in one monitor. The whole computer comes together. And I recommend them for you, just because it's more lightweight, right? So it won't take up a lot of space in your office. And they work really well. Some are touchscreen. Know that if you get it touchscreen, like the Dell Inspiron 7700, know that the touchscreen version will be a few hundred more than the non-touchscreen. That really is up to you. I have a touchscreen now. I don't use it. Honestly, I don't even think about it. It's not like it's not really something I think about. But if that's something that you might like or your family might like, you're welcome to it. And that is really everything I wanted to say. Oh, the last thing. So on the HPs, just be careful of the HP 27-inch, the one that's like around $709 from Walmart, because when I tried it out, because I tested out like 5 different computers, when I tested it out, I plugged it in and it had a really loud fan noise, right? So honestly, if you're not going for the MacBook, I would say the winner or the alternative is probably the Dell Inspiron 24 inch, because it's a great price. You can usually find it between $700 and $900, and it comes with a 2-year warranty when most computers just come with a 1. And to me, if you're going to pay over $500 for something, I just believe they should be there for you a little longer than 12 months. So that's my top recommendation. If you have any questions, whether watching live or watching this on YouTube or listening to the podcast recording on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can let us know in the comments or send it to support@growmybrand.org. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Bye, everyone.